Mulai is Amrisa Milu Malaisa. You're saying such things like that. In other words, you're not saying good. So Rashi learns Mi Mishpacha Umlala. You're coming from a bad Mishpacha. It means the base Eli. The Armina Perakam Rosh Hashanah Abayev Rover Mi the base Eli Kasi. And they had a curse on Beis Eli, but the children won't live too long. So that's why it's called Mulai. So he says, first, according to this, Mukatoyi Mishpachas Umla. The Kosh, the Evel Lemaim Mishum, the Yosem Mulai. Some say to him, he says his name of a place. I call upon him, he didn't like what he said. Because he says like this, B'mekoyma Mevashla. Shloi B'mekoyma Loi Mevashla. Like, when could the Zera, like, fertilize the Isha? So it's only if it comes out the right place, if it comes out the right canal. But here that the right canal was clogged up, and it's coming out the other canal, where the Meirag Lion, the water comes out, it's not going to do the job. Zrash Mevashla, Mizbashla Shichva Zera. If the zera comes out the right canal, then it could fertilize the isha, it could have children. Mashenkin, if it doesn't come out the right canal, it's no good. So he's still called the Khrushchevka. That's no good. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Nikev Venistam. What's going to be if there was a hole there? He had a hole. And then Venistam, it got clogged up. Trashi Nikev Miznekev Cotton. Shenistam Bechoshu, it got clogged up. The nicker, and though you can't see it now. So is it kosher or not? Is this person possible or not? That's the Shiloh. So you answer back like this. Kol Shiloh Nikri. The nicker apostle. If at the time when the Zera comes out of him, the hole opens up again, he's possible. The love kosher. But at the time when the Zera, knows when the Eber becomes hard, and the Zera comes out, and the hole still does not open up, then the person is kosher. That steam is called the good steam. Right, you know. Shmuel says, "Heavy bar rover." So Rava said like this, "Heicha, where is this hole? Elai malamata miator. If you want to say it's on the bottom part, like the tip of the ator, the tip of the aver, afilu nichras nami. Well, what's the difference if it's closed up that hole or not? Even if the whole tip was cut off, still it's kosher. Ela biator ratzman. That's what we're talking about on the crown itself. That if the whole crown was cut off, you're puzzled. Here we're talking about you had a hole there, so the hole also makes you puzzled." But now that it was clogged up, that's a shalom. It was nistam, good, you're kosher. If it's no good, you're posel. The itmar nami omar av mori bar mar. Said omar marukva, omar shmuel. Nikev biator atzma. If you have a hole on the ator or the crown itself. The nistam, and then it gets clogged up. It's called shilo nikri. In a case where the person has zera come out of him, like it comes hard, the kishri, and the zera comes out. The nikra apostle, and at that time the hole opens up again, so he's apostle. That's not called the person that can have children, he's apostle. The love kosher. But if when the zera comes out, the hole still does not open up, then it's kosher. That's okay, that's called was healed up well enough. So now, sholach lei rovab rei de rabba, the Rav Yosef. Yilamdenu rabbeinu, like, please teach us, heichi avdinan, how do we check out such a person? A person that claims he has a hole there, and then the chveis meat grew over it, and he holds now, it got clogged up. How do we check him out to see if that's called a good clog, is it called healed up well or not? Thus, how do we check him to make him have zera? Is Omelais, he said back to him, Maisina Nahama Chamima Desari, bring some hot barley bread. Hot barley bread. O manchinen leyave pukri. And you put it, Abe Pukri, Rashi says, that means neck of Beisarei, on the backside where the waist comes out of the body. That's going to warm you up over there. Who nikrei? That's going to make the person have zera come out of him. Kach shemat, that's what I heard. So the question was, how do we make the person let zera come out of his body? So he said, that's what to do. Put a hot piece of barley bread there on the back. And that will make him have zera come out from his makam of the aver, and then we'll be able to check him out to see if the hole opens up again or not. O nikri, the chazin alei, or keri will come out, and then we'll see, check him out, if that hole is going to open up again or not. Omar Abayis said back to him, like, you have to go so far, such a hard job you have to do to make him have zera. O to kuli yalma Yaakov Avinu, do you think everybody's such a big tzaddik, like Yaakov Avinu, that you can't make him have zera easier? That the only way he could do it is almost put a hot piece of barley bread in his backside. That's going to make him have carry. Is everybody like Yaakov Avinu? The apostle says by Yaakov Avinu, "Koychi v'reshus oini." That means that when Yaakov Avinu had Reuven, when he was 84, Shalairoa Keri Miyamov, that before that Yaakov Avinu never saw Keri. Zera never came out of his body. No, he was a big tzaddik. So to get a tzaddik like that, to have Zera come out, you have to work very hard. But to a normal person, you don't have to work so hard. Elu Amar Abaye, Abaye said, you know what you have to do. Ma'avrinim kame bigditzavainim. Stam, bring in front of him beautiful, nice, colorful dresses. Let him see a lady's dress, and he'll think about the lady, and that will make him have Zera. So Rashi says, Resh yisayni hi hoysa tipas keri shiyotsu menorishin. Shloirua keri miyomov. That by Yaakov Avinu, the first Zera that came out of his body was when he had Reuven. The Zera that came out, the first B he had with his wife, to have Reuven, with Leah. Kolema, the question is, Matzrachas le'kuli ha'ilis, you have to go so hard to make him have Zera come out of his body. Have a posture away. Ma'arin lefon lefon of bigde tzavainim. Shalisha, let him just look at a beautiful dress, a colorful dress. V'umahara b'isha v'nikri, he'll think about the isha, and I'll make him have carry. Let him think about an isha, and I'll start to have carry. So now the Gemara says back, Amar Rav, Rav says back, no, it's also no good. Oto kuli yamo bazila gelodiyu. You think everybody, like, is a porous, like, has to do with znus? If a person thinks a lot about snus, that would be enough. But even for a normal person, just to look at a dress is not going to murder him to make him have carry. Rashi Bazilai Gilodi, Shota Vizimoi, he was a bigger type of taiva with snus. The Yachsib Beposit says by him, in Yitam Avdecho, the Amin Masech, the Shabbos, Perik Shoyom, Odom Shota Vizimoi. He had a lot of snus. He was a bigger, snus. The Figach Kov Solozik, that's when he became old fast. The Yamto, the Heavy Bay, Rebbe, Basadik, without the Shonim, the Tamik, the Dibu. A cold point, and he said back, a person that's Molly's noose does a lot of noose, true. But for a normal person, that's not enough. Ela machvat krishnina mikor, in economy. Just to make a Mahara and Anisha won't make a normal person have carry. So therefore, what you have to do is, like we said before, you have to bring this hot barley bread and put it by his back, and that's going to make him have carry. Tana Rabban, look at a price like this. Nikev Pussel. Devnei Shu Shaisis. The person has a Nikev there in his Aver. Above the Atar, above the crown, there's a hole there. So that makes the Zera doesn't come out normally. It Shaisis, it drips out. He won't have children. Strasim of Nei Shu Shaisis. She Mechamimus HaTaiva Yoitze Derech HaNikev. That the Taiva goes out, the Zera then goes out through the hole. If it goes out through the hole, it doesn't shoot. When the Shikva Zera comes out of the body, if it doesn't shoot out, like a marshal of a bow and arrow, it can't be Mazriya, it won't fertilize the Isha. So therefore, if you have a hole there, the Zera is not going to shoot out or come out, drip out through the hole, that's why it can't be Mazriya. You can't have children. What about Nistam? Let's say the hole gets clogged up. It's kosher. Why? Mifneishu Mailad. Because then we'll say the Zera shoots out through the tip normally, and then you could have children. This called the psul that could become fixable. You had a hole there, and then if the hole heals up, if the skin grows over it, you heal up the hole, you become kosher. So Gemara says the Diag Mashma Zel, this is such a psul that you could become kosher, it could become well again. Lamute Mai, what do you mean to tell me a case that once a psul can't become good anymore? Lamute Krum Shola Machma Smaka Bereya. In a case for an animal, one of the trafis is, our Ika trafis we check for glut kosher is, on the Reya, on the lungs of the animal, there's no hole, there's no sircha there. If there's a sircha, means a strand of meat there, we're afraid there's a hole underneath it. So if a ray of the lungs of the animal has a hole in it, it's a trefer. Now, krum, what about a piece of skin, a membrane, that grew on top of a hole that was in the raya? The ain't a krum, that's not called a krum. Because once you have a hole in the raya, in their lungs, the animal can't become kosher anymore. Even if a membrane grows over it, we say that's not kosher, that's not called a good steamer. There's only over here by the aver, if he had a hole and something grows over it, it could become kosher again. But by the lungs of the animal, if there was a hole there, it doesn't become kosher anymore. Sholach le ravidi barav labaya. Heichi yavdina. What do we do? Such a person comes complaining he has a hole in his aver, and he wants to fix it up. It shouldn't be a pustle. It shouldn't be a kushuvcha. He wants to be able to stay married to his wife and get married. How do we help him heal up his aver that hole should become well again? Shashi refua listan gid shenika. What's the refua? Is my sinan sarta, we bring a bali, piece of bali, or mesatinan lay, and like scratch it there. Shashi sarta sarta, or mesatinan lay, kol saviva sanekiv, kadeshi agliya viyotidam. We want like a scratch around the hole that the blood should come out. Because of that, like you'll make the skin grow better, it'll go in, it'll heal up the hole, it'll clog up the hole. Tarba, you bring fat, and you rub it over there. You also bring a shumshino, gamla. Rashi says in the Mola Gadol, the big ant. You have to bring a big ant. And you Rashi manichin Rosh Hashem, you let the head of the ant go into the hole. V'noshech, let it bite there. V'nidvak Rosh Hashem, let the whole of the ant get stuck good in that hole. Then upaskin alei, we cut off the rest of the ant, we cut off. Just the head, you let stuck in there. But the rest of the ant, paskin alei, we cut off. Upaskin alei Rosh Hashem, you cut off the head. Rashi paskin alei Rosh Hashem, liyoy stuma, let the head stay there, the rest of the body throw away. The Cholzaman Shuholach Ubolo Habosar Oilo Meschaber. Cholzaman, the head like starts to suck the meat there, it makes it become tighter together, the skin, and that's going to help the ant sucking there is going to make the skin grow back well to clog it up well. Now, Vedavka Sat, if you only use a bali, Avo Parzilo, that you use a metal knife, like normal, is Mizra Zar, you have to be afraid of making inflammation there. That's no good. Rashi Oisech Abura. Have you used metal there, that may make it worse. So you have to take a bali.
Good.
So Hani Mili Cotton, this refu is only going to help by a small hole. Our godly, if you have a big hole, then Miklufe Mikluf. Whatever grows back will just peel off again, it's not going to help you. Skitzab, he has a small hole, this is the eighth side to heal it up. Make blood come out all around there, and then put this ant there, and that will make it clog up well. On a Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Hamatol mayim mishtei mekayim is posel. If water comes out from the two canals, you posel. Source of sin is something's wrong with you. The mouth, the meira glayim comes out from one canal, and the zera comes out from another canal. If the meira glayim comes out from both canals, you posel. Omar Rova les hilchaso like a bro, like ki abba. We don't pass like the son, not like the father. Bro hodi amarim, the son that he says. As Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that I'm out of mind, we don't pass like this Rabba over here. But he says, even if the Meir Glan comes out from both canals, still the person is kosher. What's the locha of Abba of Rav Huna's locha? What do you mean we don't pass like Rav Huna? The Amar Rav Huna said like this, Noshim ha-mesul solois zu bezu. You have two ladies that like live together. Rashla's mesul solois means derech tashmish, zachru nekeva. Just like a man and a wife live together, so you have two ladies living like that also. They let their makhaimais rub against one another. So Rav Huna holds in such a case, psulais lakuna. The habadin zoyna, Rashi says, they're called the zoyna, and a regular king is not allowed to marry here. That's Rav Huna's halacha. So we don't hold like Rav Huna, we don't pass, we pass him, even though it's not a nice thing to do, but I call upon him, she's not possible to a king. The afilu le Reb Lezer, the yom aponu yabu ala pnuya. Even according to Reb Lezer Shita, that old time a man and a lady that live together, if they're not married, even though there's no Aveira, there's no Chayv Lav in the Val, just on the fact without Kedushin they live together. Reb Lezer Shita is that she becomes a Zoyna. Han immediately wonders, Reb Lezer say that, Ish, if a man lives with an Isha, Aval Isha, but if you have two ladies living together, Pritsusa Bialmo, all that they're doing is a Maisa Pritsus, that's all. But they don't become psula, we don't hold like Rav Huna. They're not possible to a kohen, the kohen is allowed to marry them. But stam, it's not a nice thing to do though. It's not a nice thing to have two girls sleep together, touching them, a kohen is touching their evers together. That's called pritsusa biyam. So the Mishnah. Pitsua daka, if a person, a Jew, that's a psua daka, his beitzim are crushed or wounded or cut or whole, or kur shuvcha, or else his gid is cut off there, from above the atar is cut off, the halacha is mutarin v'giyaris. They are allowed to marry a ger.
a lady that a kid that was misguided with a Jew, they're allowed to marry them. Or Meshachrara Suadin, a Shivcha Kananis that was freed, they're called Jews now, they're allowed to marry them. Because the Torah just says, they're not allowed to come to Kal Hashem. And these people, Gerim and Shivcha, is not called Bekal Hashem. Like Vishnu says, V'yena Masurin Ele Milova Bekal. They're only not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. But to marry a Giyuris, they're allowed to. Shinyam Rapostik says, Lo Yovei Psuadako Kru Shivcha Bekal Hashem. It's only us of them to marry somebody that's in Kal Hashem. Mashenkein, a Giyuris or a Shivcha, not Bekal Hashem. So it's Mamish Mutta, there's no Aveir involved. He's Mamish allowed to marry you. Boy in the name of Rav Sheshes, he asked the Shalat from Rav Sheshes. What's going to be Pitzua Daka Koyin Mal B'Giyuris U'Meshachroris? A regular Koyin we know is not allowed to marry a Giyuris. If she was Mizgayer after 3 years, we say she's called the Zoyna because she for sure lived with a Goy. So therefore, Koyin is not allowed to marry a Giyuris. Who is in a Meshachroris? A regular Shivcha Kananis. After she got freed, a Koyin is not allowed to marry her. Because Nadeh to a Koyin, she's called the Zoyna. And therefore, a Kohen can't marry her. A regular Yisrael is allowed to marry them. But a Kohen is not allowed to marry them. So why? First should you learn, because a Kohen has a special amount of Kedusha in him. And because of his Kedusha, is not allowed to marry a Zoyna. What about if the Kohen is a Psuadaka? The man Kohen, his Beitzim got crushed, or his Evi got cut off. What's the luck? Is he allowed to marry a Giyuris or a Meshachroris? So Shiloh is, even though the Kohen is a Psuadaka, he can't marry into Kal Hashem, but maybe he still has Kedusha, he's still asked to marry a Giyuris. Or Dilma, maybe La, Bikdushase Koi. Maybe no, a Kohen, once he became a Psuadaka, he lost his Kedusha, and just like he can't marry into Kal Hashem, he could only marry into not Kal Hashem, maybe he's allowed to marry a Giyuris also. That's the Shaila. Omalei Rosh Hashanah said like this. This is what they asked from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah answered back, Omalei Rosh Hashanah. Tinisu, we learned in our Mishnah. We learned some, that not in our Mishnah, but we learned Psuadaka Kain, Psuadaka, Yisrael. If the person is regular Yisrael, but he's a Psuadaka, is Mutav in Nesina. He's allowed to marry an Isha that's in Nesina. So Rashi says, Nesina means Mizayin Umas Min HaGavonim. Nesina, that's from the Gevonim, that was Mizgaya, Bimei Yeshua, wasn't the good Geiris then, they're from the seven Amorim, seven nations. So it says, but a Psuadak is allowed to marry Nesina. Now why? If you're going to tell me now Psuadaka has Kedusha with him, he's called like a Chelik Klai Yisrael, Ezikri Kra Kan, Loisis Chatnimbom. The Torah says you're not allowed to marry one of the seven, or a lady from the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael. So the sinner should be also to marry. So how come the Brisa says that a Psuadaka is allowed to marry her? So Chorot Saraya, that a Psuadaka loses his Kedusha. He has no more Kedusha to Yisrael. Therefore he's allowed to marry in the Sina. So what did a Psuadaka Koyin would be allowed to marry a Giyuris and a Shivcha? Oh my Rav, Rav said back, no, there's no Raya. Oto Hosa Mishon Kedusha V'lav Kedusha Hu. Here's the reason over there that you're not allowed to marry from the seven nations, whether you're Kodesh or not. Dilma, the other reason is, Dilma Moilad Ben V'ozal Polach Lavros Kachovim. If you marry a lady from one of the seven nations, we're afraid you'll have a child from her, you'll have a boy, and the boy should raise the boy to be Eved Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Vahanin Mili, this is the Havamin of Ravon. When does the terrorist say, Loisis Chatnin Bom, you're not allowed to marry from the seven nations, the Yoisei Eved Kachovim? When they're still goyim, a shiksa, the Torah is saying, you're not allowed to marry a shiksa. Why? Because your kid is going to be a goya, and she'll bring him up to be over the Avodah Zarah. Mashenken ki megayrei, but when the megayrei, when they become a Jew, the Yisrael shari, then taka they are allowed to marry. So the nesina, the mezgayer, midiraisa, you're allowed to marry them. His Rav is havamina. For rabbanan udu gozvibu, and it's only midirabbanan that you're not allowed to marry a nesina. When did the Rabbanah make Xerah, you were not allowed to marry them? Only a person that could have children. So the Rabbanah, even though this Nesina was Mizgayer, but still she has to do with the first Avodah Zarah. So Rabbanah don't want a Jew to marry them and to have children, because maybe they'll change the children to be Avodah Zarah. But only a person that could have children is also. But here, a Psuadaka, since he can't have children anyway, so Rabbanan did not make Xerah, that's why a Psuadaka is allowed to marry Nesina. So really what comes out could be a Psuadaka has regular Kedusha. He's called the Chelik of Klai Yisrael, he has Kedusha to Yisrael. And Midiraisa, when she's a Shiksa, he's not allowed to marry her. That's when the Torah says, let's chat and bum. But when them is guy to become a Jew, there's no wisdom in the Raisa. That's why the Tzudaka is allowed to marry her. The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to. The Rabbanan only said not to a person that could have children. But a person that can't have children, the Rabbanan did not so. But what's going to be a Tzudaka Koyin? Is he allowed to marry Giyuris, where there it's an Issa the Raisa, because she's a Zoyna, could be the Koyin is still also. So the Maria Lamayat is so, Mam Zed the Bari Ludei, Hochin Army the Yasser. If so, a mamzer, a boy, a man that's a mamzer, he could have children. So chud should be also from mamzer to marry in the senior mid rabbanim. The yotzanam, we learn not like that. We learn the mishnah in kedushin mamzerim unesinim motorim lovezem bezer that a mamzer he's not allowed to marry into kal Hashem, but a giyuris on the senior is allowed to marry. The question is why? If you're telling me now, the rabbanim and a Jew is not allowed to marry on the scene. Why? Because we're afraid they'll have children and she'll make them over the avodah zara. So how come a mamzer is allowed to marry her? Should be the same thing. The mamzer's kid is his kid. So if she's going to raise him to be over the avodah zara, it should be also. Ella, the Torah says like this: Ki gozer rabbanim b'ksherim. When did the rabbanim make zera? We can't marry the nesinim. The nesinim is only by a kosher yid. But by apostle Jew, a mamzer, the Rabbanan didn't make any xeris for a mamzer. Therefore, since midiraisa, after they become a ger, the rabbis have him in the ridge, you're allowed to marry them. So therefore, the Rabbanan did not make any xeris by mamzer. That's rabbis have him in. But now rabbis says, hodorama rabba. Rabba now is chayzer and says like this, lav milsi, it's not true what I just said. The yoysi of the kachovim lest luchasnes. When the Torah says, Leisef Chatnim Bom, you're not allowed to marry a Shiksa. The Torah is not talking about when she's still a Shiksa. Because when she's still a Goya, there's no Kedushin. There's no Din Kedushin by a Goya. You can't get married to her anyway. Nizgairu, when is the Torah talking about after they become a Ger? A lady from the seven nations, after she becomes a Ger, Istlu Chasnes. Then, Midirais, you could marry her. The Torah says, Alav, Leisef Chatnim Bom, don't go marry them. From the Gagosha, the Prize, the Avusi, the seven nations of the Eretz Yisrael, Anisha from their nation, even after them is Gaia and the Geras of Chal, they're a Jew, there's a Lava Chai Velavan that a regular Ben Yisrael is not allowed to marry you. There's a Lava Lois of Chatnibum. Mashenka and a Mamzer, that's a Postle Jew, he is allowed to marry them. But a Kosher Jew has this Lava of Lois of Chatnibum not to marry in Asina. And this is the Eraisa. So that's why it's very good. Why a Psuadaka Midiraisa is also to marry on the Sina. It's not Mashasa Midiraisa. Even after she's Mizgayim and becomes a Jew, that's when the Lav Lois Chatnam Bamizchal. Mosiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a kash like this. It says in the Pasuk by Shlomo Melech, V'yitzchat in Shlomo es bas Paro Melech Mitzrayim, that Shlomo Melech married Paro's daughter. So Lechura, how could he marry you? Are you telling me now when they're a shiksa, when they're goyin, there's no kedushin? And the pasuk says he married her. Teretiz giura gaira. That Shlomo Melech first made her a ger. First she became a Jew, and then he married her. For the Gemara, I v'holoi kiblu gerim leibi mei dovev leibi mei Shlomoi. At the times of Dovid Melech and Shlomo Melech, they were not makabel any gerim. So Teretiz says like this: Midi hu taim elo l'shulchem lachem. Why do we say we're not Makabal Ager at that time? Because since it was such a beautiful time of Klai Yisrael, there was Mamash Malchus, we're afraid the reason why a guy would want to become a Jew, because he wanted to be like a Melech. Klai Yisrael by Shleimah Melech, by Dover Melech was Malchus then. So they weren't Makabal Ager. Because we're afraid they wouldn't do it Lishmah, they'd only do it for the sake of looking like a king.